Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's learn and have some fun with today's Daily Facts.
The Hamburger Hall of Fame is located in Seymour, Wisconsin, the city claiming to be the birthplace of the hamburger. Established by the Seymour Community Historical Society, it celebrates Charlie Nagreen's invention of this iconic American dish at a local fair in 1885. The museum showcases an array of memorabilia including historical documents, photos, and artifacts related to hamburgers. Every year in August, Seymour hosts a Burger Fest where they attempt to cook the world's largest hamburger as part of their tradition.
Cockroaches, like many insects, possess remarkable regenerative capabilities. If a cockroach loses or breaks a leg, it has the ability to grow another one through a process called molting. Molting involves shedding their exoskeleton and forming a new one. During this process, lost body parts can be regenerated. However, this doesn't happen instantly. It may take several molts for the leg to fully regenerate and function normally again. This adaptation aids in their survival in harsh environments.
A cowlick is a section of hair that stands straight up or lies at an angle at odds with the style in which the rest of an individual's hair is growing. This unique pattern occurs due to the direction of hair growth from the follicle, which can be in a spiral or swirling pattern. The term cowlick originates from the way a cow's tongue leaves a swirl when it licks its calf. This natural phenomenon is genetically determined and usually permanent.
Bubbles are round due to surface tension, which pulls molecules into the tightest possible groupings. A sphere is the shape that minimizes surface area for a given volume, making it the most efficient form. The air inside a bubble pushes out equally in all directions, causing it to take this shape. This principle applies not only to soap bubbles, but also other natural phenomena like water droplets and planets, which are spherical due to gravity's similar effect on mass.
Leave It to Beaver, a popular American sitcom from the late 1950s and early 1960s, made television history by featuring the first toilet ever seen on TV. The episode titled Captain Jack aired in 1957 and showed only the toilet tank, not the entire fixture due to strict broadcasting regulations of that era. This was a significant moment as it broke certain taboos surrounding what could be shown on television, paving way for more realistic portrayals of everyday life.
Vincent van Gogh, a Dutch post-impressionist painter, is renowned for his prolific body of work. However, during his lifetime he only sold one painting, Red Vineyard at Aals. Painted in 1888 and sold to Anna Bach, an impressionist artist and art collector, in 1890 for 400 francs, approximately $2,000 today, it was the only financial success van Gogh saw from his artwork. Despite this lack of commercial success during his life, Van Gogh's works are now some of the most valuable in the world.
The pound key, hashtag, also known as the octothorpe, is a symbol with various uses in different contexts. The term octothorpe is believed to have been coined by Bell Laboratories engineers in the 1960s, combining octo-dash for its 8 points and thorpe, possibly referencing athlete Jim Thorpe. It's used widely today in social media platforms to denote hashtags. In programming languages like Python, it signifies a comment line. Additionally, it represents number or weight units in certain regions.
In 1982, Atari produced a game based on the movie E.T. The game was rushed to market and poorly received. As a result, millions of unsold cartridges were left over. To dispose of them, Atari decided to bury them in a landfill in Alamogordo, New Mexico. This event became an infamous example of the video game industry's 1980s North American crash. In 2014, an excavation confirmed the urban legend that these games were indeed buried there.
Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. It's time to say goodbye for now. See you tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.